Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sacred Song Reiki, an enlightened journey into spiritual and mystical discovery. Join your guide, Priscilla Gale, as she helps you to discover new sources of energy and techniques that can truly heal you of a variety of different issues. Now, here's your host, Reiki master, teacher, and spiritual leader, Priscilla Gale.
Hello and welcome on this beautiful autumn, October day. Today I want to talk about spirituality and health. So let me start by asking a loaded question to all of you. What does it mean to be spiritual? What do you, my listeners, think or believe is spirituality? Now, I have some interesting perspectives to that answer. And I'm sure I'm barely touching upon it. I'm going to be skimming it. But one answer to that question is that a spiritual person is someone who lives not only for themselves, but also takes others into account. It is a practice of loving kindness towards yourself and others. On the other hand, a spiritual person is someone who stands on their own two feet. They are grounded. They make their own decisions, and they're strong enough to be a shining moral example to those around them. A spiritual person listens to his or her intuition and trusts their own heart. A spiritual person holds themselves to a higher moral standard. A spiritual person is likely to stay calm or calmer in the face of adversity and disease. Spirituality expresses itself in wise words, wise thoughts, and wise actions. Spirituality is the personal quest for understanding answers to the ultimate questions about life, about the meaning of life, and about relationship to the sacred or transcendent. For some, spirituality is expressed in beliefs and behaviors associated with organized religion. Spirituality is a characteristic of mind and heart, not of the body. So, spirituality plays an important role that is often overlooked in one's own healing process. Now, the concept of spirituality is found in all cultures and societies since the beginning of time. Spirituality involves the recognition and the acceptance of a higher intelligence. Call it God or Source or Goddess or Great Spirit. We develop a relationship with this God Source. The God Source provides inspiration, joy, peace of mind, and security. It can also provide guidance that goes beyond what is humanly possible in the absence of a conviction that such a power exists. Spirituality is having an awareness of the world around you, a sense of wonder, love, and gratitude. It is expressed in an individual search for the ultimate meaning through participation in religion, belief in God, family, naturalism, rationalism, humanism, and the arts. All these factors influence people's state of mind, their health, and how they react with one another. So now let me ask you this. Is a spiritual person automatically healthier? There are some studies that suggest people who have regular spiritual practices tend to live longer. People who are spiritual may utilize their beliefs in a way that helps them cope with illness, pain, and or life stresses. And some studies indicate that those who are spiritual tend to not only have a more positive outlook on life, but a better quality of life. So now let me ask you this. Oh, I'm just full of questions today. Let me ask you this. Does having a positive outlook on life affect your health? There is indeed strong evidence to support that it does. And certainly in the more esoteric circles, there are strong beliefs that are held that if the mind is strong enough, it can and does affect the body. And over these 6 months, I have touched on that in numerous ways. If spirituality is an aspect of who you are, then healing is the result of ridding the body of disease, whether it be physical disease or mental disease. It is held to be truths that your mind, body, and spirit are strongly connected, and they influence each other. To be healthy requires you to address all three, mind, body, spirit. Now, for many people to consider spirit, it falls under the umbrella of religion. But I agree with an article I read by Dr. Andrew Weil, who states that a clear distinction between spiritual and religion needs to be made. His view, and I very much agree with this, is that spirituality has to do with the non-physical aspects of your being. That part of you that existed before you came into this plane, and that part of you that will continue to exist after the disintegration of your body. The use of prayer and other spiritual practices to improve health dates back thousands of years to Hippocrates and also to Maimonides. Oh man, I can't say that one. Sorry about that. Incorporating spirituality into ancient medicine was not simply because of a lack of diagnostic or therapeutic tools comparable compared to today's technology, but rather because spirituality provided a way for the doctors of that time to approach how to care for their fellow human beings. Maimonides, there we go, wrote, and I quote, "May I never see in a patient anything but a fellow creature in pain." Throughout most of history, health and spirituality have been seen as strongly connected. Asylums were founded starting back in the Middle Ages for persons we now define as mentally ill. Asylums back then, for such persons, was a form of, quote, moral treatment. In fact, one of the meanings of the word asylum is sanctuary. And we all know a sanctuary is the most sacred room in a religious building. In ancient healing traditions such as Chinese medicine, there has always been an interconnectedness between mind and matter, sickness and health. In many religious traditions, there is a place, a role for healing, which involves restoring harmony, correcting behavior, rebuilding fractured relationships, be it with the gods, our ancestors, or with the living. Spirituality or spiritual beliefs can help patients cope with disease, pain, and even face death. As for the role of spirituality in pain, one study I read showed that spiritual well-being was related to the ability to enjoy life even in the midst of symptoms, including pain. And personal prayer was reported to be the most commonly used non-drug method for controlling pain. When facing a life-threatened disease, that same study revealed that over 93% of the patients cited that they had spiritual beliefs. These patients stated that religion had a significant place in their lives. And those who were more clearly active spiritually had less fear of dying. In fact, those who were more spiritually active were more concerned with finding companionship and spiritual comfort and were far less concerned with advanced therapies, economic or financial or social concerns. Many surveyed spoke that spiritual reassurance gave them great comfort. The most common spiritual reassurance cited was the belief that they were in the presence of a loving God or a higher power, and that death was not an end, but a passage, and that they would live on in their children and future descendants. We have come up on a break. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki, on Voice America, Seventh Wave Radio. Stay tuned and join me after this break.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, welcome back. So now let me ask you this. What is spiritual healing? Well, healing is a word whose root is in the word wholeness and can be a response to the challenges we face in life. It is often referred to that spiritual healing is the channeling of healing energy from spiritual source to someone who is in need of spiritual healing. As healing facilitators, that energy is usually transferred to the patient through the healer's hands. And that external divine nature of energy can refer to spiritual energy, that invisible, intelligent source. And this healing energy from this source is available to us all. The healing does not come from the healing facilitator, but rather through us. Thus, we are not healers per se, but again, I stress we are healing facilitators. And prayer can also facilitate healing. Mind, body, spirit must be interconnected as one independent unit and work in harmony to maintain good health. If we hold to the belief that our thoughts can raise or lower our energy vibrational field, then it is our thought, if our thoughts are negative, the body and spirit are directly affected and dis-ease or ill health develops. So some may say that many diseases actually begin in the mind with our thoughts. So that can bring us back to the idea of positive thinking, how essential it is for continued good health every day in the course of our lives is positive thinking. So one view you can take is that spirituality is nestled between health and healing. If you have health on one side and healing on the other side, with spirituality in the middle, all parallel to one another. Beneath all three of those, health, spirituality, and healing, beneath all of those three are your beliefs and your behaviors. Self-awareness is one's spiritual nature. It's essential in bringing through great energy into healing. The intention of healing is to restore the balance of mind, body, spirit. Health, then, is a unified concept, including emotional, physical, as well as spiritual aspects. Healing in contemporary society indicates that spirituality remains an essential component of health and well-being that can enhance conventional Western medicine treatments. Now, I spoke earlier of the impact of spiritual beliefs with patients. There is a growing body of evidence affirming that religion or religious beliefs or spiritual practices of some kind have a direct impact on health, including mental health. There are reports of mentally ill patients gaining hope, optimism, more satisfaction in their lives, and changing behaviors are examples of how spirituality as religion impacts them positively. Amongst those who engage in religious expression, there has been significantly reduced rates of suicide, reports of less anxiety, lower rates of alcohol and drug abuse, and fewer psychotic episodes. In the area of more serious chronic diseases, such as heart disease, hypertension, strokes, cancer, etc., religious practice appears to reduce the rate of these diseases as well by fewer negative behaviors. So what we have here is a vital opportunity for us all to explore, to seek, to expand our knowledge, and to try to come to an understanding of the connection between spirituality, health, and healing. How we all can gain or regain mastership of our health, our well-being, and cope with the ever-increasing challenges of today's society. And there certainly are many, many, many paths for seekers to explore. And understanding the processes of spiritual well-being and spiritual growth will enhance knowledge, wisdom, and opportunities to promote overall health and well-being for generations to come. Remember, our bodies were always meant to be healthy at all times. The body, as a working machine, comes into this world perfect. It was never intended to suffer the horrors of disease. When we were born, all our systems, our organs, our energy fields vibrated at that level of unconditional love. And unconditional love is optimal for physical health and well-being. Now, somewhere after birth, we began to absorb the negative beliefs of family, from our family, from society, and we began to block the natural flow of emotions through our consciousness. Once that began to happen, our energy fields and our frequency vibration levels dropped, eventually creating stress, discomfort, and disease. Most of Western medicine focuses on the symptoms, the results of these energetic imbalances, rather than the root causes of them. Energy healing addresses the root causes of disease, stress, and discomfort. Holistic healing approaches the illness, the disease, determining the root cause of the energetic imbalance, and then works to clear things energetically through energy healing rather than the more traditional approaches of healing. If sickness often begins in the mind, or even at a deeper level in the spirit, then it is there that the healing needs to begin. We so often don't pay attention to our thoughts, but if you stop and try to pay attention to your thoughts, you can actually then ask yourself, what are you really saying to yourself? For what you truly believe from the core of your being has the greatest power over what you are creating and manifesting in your life. We are living in an age where the phrase New Age, and I use that term loosely, New Age approaches include everything from self-improvement programs to awareness of the mind-body connections. And thus there is a wealth of organizations, foundations, and healing modalities that are springing up and growing by leaps and bounds. Spiritual health approaches include meditation, yoga, qigong, tai chi, music therapy, art therapy, breath work, mudras, mantras, visualizations, affirmations, prayer. Laughter is a big one. And martial arts, just to name a few. Irregardless of how you choose to define spirituality or seek a spiritual path, there is an almost inexhaustible list of options in a vast realm of modalities that exist solely for the purpose of helping you develop your spirituality and a spiritual practice that you can incorporate into your everyday life. And ultimately then, take control not only of your life, but of your health as well. It is knowing that you do have the control. That's the first step on the road to health. James Redfield, the author of The Celestial Prophecy, wrote, and I quote, "There is a hunger for being connected with a divine force. The hunger is not just for philosophy, but for the experience." We have come up on another break. This is Priscilla Gale of Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. Please join me after this short break.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out? Experiencing difficulty sleeping? Having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale. Can you imagine a technology that takes human consciousness to the next level? One that reveals a new understanding of what is valuable and possible in the abundant support of life? The truth is, we already have that technology. We simply need to awaken to it and become the value it creates. For more about this, please tune in to Awakening Value, Shamanic Technologies of Consciousness and Success with host Marty Spiegelman. Awakening Value is live every Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Our noetic reality, or divine knowing, is the source of true empowerment. Look beyond your limiting thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and perceptions. You were born to co-create and experience joy and fulfillment. Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality with host Rebecca Skeel will guide and inspire you each week to live multidimensionally and shift into greater loving and truth. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, and welcome back. So a spiritual commitment tends to also enhance recovery from illness and surgery. And as I mentioned earlier, some observational studies suggest that people who have a regular spiritual practice tend to live longer and have a more positive outlook on life. Spirituality is an essential part of the existential domain that can be measured as one's quality of life, such as a meaning personal experience, fulfillment of life's goals, and a feeling that life is worthwhile. Spiritual practices are used to gain insight and comfort. So choosing an approach for you as the individual is just trying on for size, if you will, what works best for you. But most of all, remember, we all have the power to take control of our lives and to manifest our own destiny, to manifest a healthy destiny. Being healthy is normal and natural. Being ill is not. Now, although I suspect that most of you know what affirmations are, I'm not going to assume anything here. So let me just touch on it briefly. Affirmations are positive statements that are internal messages that we send to ourselves to enhance healing or to manifest in our lives. Affirmations are statements of acceptance that we can use to allow the manifestation of our destinies. Repeated often enough, affirmations can influence your core belief system, bringing about change not only in your mental state, but physical and emotional as well, because the affirmations become a part of your consciousness and ultimately subconscious thoughts. The repetition drives them deeper into our beings so that they become a vital part of us. They are powerful, positive thoughts, statements that we send out to the universe. Now, you can easily compose your own personal affirmations to bring in and create the healing that you desire. Affirmations can be part of a meditation practice, or silently, like a mantra. Or you can speak them aloud while walking or driving. I frequently say them while driving because I spend most of my time in a car. The more you say them, the more effective they become. One suggestion is to write them down on cards and place those cards where you'll see them every day. I actually keep a journal on my coffee table that is only comprised of affirmations. So visualization, too, along with affirmations, is a powerful tool. And it's fairly simple. It's visualizing yourself as a vibrant, healthy person. It's closing your eyes and seeing in great detail exactly what it is you want. Taking yourself through the scenes like you're watching a movie over and over again. And it helps you create reality because you make it real. Two very powerful tools. Author Barbara Levine reminds us that the aim of almost all spiritual work is to, and I quote her, unify your body, mind, spirit, and reconnect your seemingly separate parts. By doing this, you expand your ability to choose freely and to ensure yourself of clearer mind, body, spirit communication. You will know yourself better. You will begin to recognize and accept your emotions. You'll uncover harmful beliefs and seed thoughts and begin to change them through the power of creative thinking. Now, for those of us who are healthy, when we're healthy, we have energy. And we also have time on our hands then to grow spiritually. But instead, we often take our health for granted. And we push that part of our lives on the back burner until something happens. So illness is a way for the body to say, hey, you, listen up. You're ignoring the important issues in your life. And it's then in those moments that we often begin to reflect on spirituality. I refer back to my first show. It took my husband's unexpected, untimely passing that thrust me into this path that I now lead. Most of the established medical community for a long time has been resistant to accepting the idea that spirituality can play a powerful role in healing. The physician who discusses spiritual issues with patients are more the exception than the rule. Whatever the reason for the obstacle, be it lack of time, training, or even just uncertainty on how to approach the subject, it is something lacking, I feel lacking, in that patient-doctor relationship today. I want to refer back to Maimonides' statement that I recited earlier about never seeing a patient as anything as a fellow creature in pain. That statement points to the need for humility in medicine and a willingness for doctors to treat the patient and the medicine in equal partnership. The acknowledgement of the influence of spirituality on healing and on the healer may help restore a balance as well as a sense of humanity in the modern practice of medicine. The relationship between spirituality and health is not straightforward. I don't mean to present that it is. It is not. One cannot simply conclude that the healthy are more spiritual than those who are ill, or that illness is bad karma. A spiritual person won't have less hardship than anyone else, but they may respond to the hardships differently. It's how we cope. It's how we view it, how you deal with it. So how we deal with illness shows more of what we truly are than the illness itself. Or, as Dumbledore says to Harry Potter at the end of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, I quote, "It is our choices, Harry, that show what we truly are, far more than our abilities." As we come up on break, I leave you with this thought, with a shamanic meditation, and that is quite simply, spirit is a state of being. This is Priscilla Gale, Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Are you stressed out, experiencing difficulty sleeping, having trouble with overcoming nagging injuries? Are you lacking in energy? Do you suffer with acute or chronic disease? Or are you struggling with depressions or anxiety? Sacred Song Reiki offers more than just Reiki. Sacred Song Healing works to correct imbalances of energy within the body and restore health, balance, and feelings of peace. Treatments are gentle and soothing. Experience an increased state of well-being, a decrease of pain, and diminished symptoms of illness. Reconnect and regain your sense of peace, wholeness, physical well-being, and bring balance back into your life. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 to schedule your appointment and begin your commitment to move in the direction of your higher self's purpose. Or visit www.sacredsongreiki.com. Priscilla offers healing services including sound vibration as well as life coaching. Call Priscilla at 978-897-8846 or visit the Sacred Song Reiki website at sacredsongreiki.com. Get the most out of life with Sacred Song Reiki by Priscilla Gale. Within each of us is an inexhaustible source of wisdom aligned with the natural world, with the potential to connect us to the sacred dimensions of life and to guide us to our own highest potential. This source of wisdom is known as self, soul, and consciousness. Every week, host Ray Nobrega guides us on an exploration of our relationship with the natural world through the lens of the shamanic arts. Restoring and deepening our connection with the natural world ignites the spirit within us. Tune in to Self, Soul, and Consciousness Thursdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Sacred Song Reiki with your host, Priscilla Gale. To connect with our show this week, please call during the live broadcast to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to willowsong518@yahoo.com. Now, back to Sacred Song Reiki.
Hi, and welcome back. I left you with a shamanic thought quite simply. Spirit is a state of being. We are spirit. And we are spirit. As I've said many times before, we have made a choice. We made a choice to be in this here and now. In this physical form, on this plane of existence. We choose to be here. We are spirit, embodied with flesh and blood. And as spirit, we retain and maintain, if you will, our connection to the universe. The universe is far more than just within us. It is around us. It is through us. We are a thread of the fabric of it. So we have the potential to be as unlimited as the universe because we are of that universe right here, right now, in each passing moment. And we are never separate from it. Unless we choose to be. And when we choose to be separate, thus dis-ease and illness can begin to take over. There is love, or there is the absence of love. And I've spoken of that before. If we choose to exist in love, then the universe that wishes us to have what we want will give us what we want. And everything beautiful and amazing and wondrous with unlimited possibilities is available to us. I can't say enough. We literally create our own universe. We are the creators of our own reality. It is constantly unfolding before us because we create it. We are so loved by the universe, God, Source, Great Spirit, Goddess. We are so loved. We are love because we are spun from love, and we were never really intended to be anything else but of love. So, my listeners, today is my last Saturday with you here on VoiceAmerica.com. I really have enjoyed my time with you so very much. And I hope that some of the things I've touched on these past 6 months have been useful, helpful. I hope maybe I've given your mind something to be curious about, to think about. I hope I've touched your hearts. I hope I've moved your souls. And although this is my last show with VoiceAmerica.com, it is not the last time you will be hearing of me, I am sure. I will be back. You'll find me out there again somewhere. And certainly my website is up, www.sacredsongreiki.com. And please, feel free to email me any questions, any thoughts or concerns at willowsong518@yahoo.com. There were so many subjects I didn't get to talk about. There is shamanic Reiki. There is a lot of Reiki possibilities, Kabbalah Reiki healing. Oh my goodness. There's also the power of humor and laughter. There's so much. So in these last few minutes, I want to close my series with what I feel I hope will sum up and leave you inspired. The first is to cultivate harmony. Cultivate harmony within yourself, and the harmony becomes real. Cultivate harmony within your family, and the harmony becomes fertile. Cultivate harmony within your community, and harmony becomes abundant. Cultivate harmony with your culture, and harmony becomes enduring. Cultivate harmony within the world, and the harmony becomes ubiquitous. Live with a person to understand that person. Live with a family to understand that family. Live with a community to understand that community. Live with a culture to understand that culture. Live with the world to understand the world. So ask yourself, how can I live with the world? The answer is by accepting. Accepting. Again, I reword that lovely prose I spoke of so many weeks ago by Pedro Arrupe, and I'm rewording it just ever so slightly to suit what I'm talking about. Taking out the concept of romantic love and entering a broader scope of love. Nothing, my listeners, nothing is more important than to re-find, reconnect to the divine. That is, falling in love in an absolute final way. When you fall in love with what seizes your imagination, it affects everything. It decides what you will, when you get out of bed in the morning, what you do with your evenings, what you read, defines who you are, what speaks to your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, my listeners. Stay in love. It decides everything because it is everything. And I leave you with Mikao Usui's secret of inviting happiness through many blessings and the spiritual medicine for all illness. Remember, for today only, do not anger, do not worry, be humble. Be honest in your work and be compassionate to yourself and others. I wish you love. I wish you multiple blessings. Thank you for joining me. This has been Priscilla Gale with Sacred Song Reiki on Voice America Seventh Wave Radio. Bye.
Thank you for taking this journey with us today on Sacred Song Reiki. Please join Priscilla Gale again next Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Until we talk again, have a beautiful and healing week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.